This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
As we launch into the third hour, of course, you can bring up anything you want. We're going to dig into what's coming up 10 days from now in the world of Bitcoin, and that is one of the most important moments in Bitcoin's history, the potential schism into two different competing Bitcoins, that is to say, two in addition to the others that we already have. We split off, there was the Bitcoin Cash split that happened in August, there's the lesser Bitcoin Gold split that happened a couple of weeks ago that hasn't really even come to fruition at this point. And then there's this, what's called SegWit 2X, which is an agreement that was come to back in May of this year, where dozens of companies and Bitcoin mining operations sat down and they signed this agreement saying they were going to implement these two different protocol changes that would basically supposedly result in Bitcoin being able to scale up based on the consumer demand, and hopefully that would result in fixing the problems that we've been seeing with these very high fees that have been happening in the Bitcoin network, which, in my opinion, drives people away from Bitcoin, which is what we were just talking about a few moments ago, which is, you know, if you have to pay $3 to send a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, that's going to make it so people don't send Bitcoin at small levels anymore. And Bitcoin
is clearly not
dead.
A concern of the small blockers.
Yeah, to me, it's a big concern because in the last decade, we've had Bitcoin around for 8 years.
Bitcoin was invented to be a decentralized international currency that was peer-to-peer, and no one could be sort of excluded simply because governments or corporations didn't want them to be included, right? Mm-hmm. That was the notion. And we worked hard to spread the gospel of cryptocurrency as a result, and then it turns out that some people that want to do basically day trading on the internet with imaginary things are like, no, it's much better for this, and we don't want to do that thing over there, so we don't want to do the work that it takes to make this scalable. And as a result, we now all the work we did. And, I mean, a lot of work has gone into this, specifically you, Ian. You've gone around and talked to, I don't know how many, dozens of businesses trying to get them to accept Bitcoin.
Not that many.
As a currency. Dozens?
No, I haven't talked to that many of them. No.
Okay.
I mean, there's a number of people in the Keene area who have,
we
on occasion,
here in the Keene area have talked to dozens of businesses.
People to take the, but that, you know, we haven't talked to all the business owners. We haven't certainly sat down and given any serious presentations to most of them. I mean, it's hard to get in touch with business owners and get them to sit down for even 10 minutes.
We here in the Keene area have talked to dozens of businesses about accepting Bitcoin.
That's true.
And
yeah,
had success with getting
more than a dozen of them are
more
on
than
board.
A dozen of them accepting it, and now it looks like we're going to have to go back and say,
sorry,
you should accept Dash or Monero or something different, IOTA, I don't know.
I've already started that. I already got the barbecue place on Hot Hogs here in town. They're now taking Dash.
Yeah.
Thanks to AnyPay.Global, which is now offering a point-of-sale system to let merchants have a choice for the first time between, you know, using Bitcoin or Dash. You can do one or the other or both with that system, and it's that's another issue entirely. Let's get into what's happening here, what's going to happen in 10 days. I've got a detailed article. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to jump into the middle of it over at freekeen.com. I actually published it about 2 weeks ago, so it's I wanted to give people enough notice to really kind of consider what they need to do over the next week or so here as this thing, this big change, potential change, change looms here. So we talked about SegWit 2X. Without getting into details about what SegWit is or the 2X is, the SegWit's briefly a proposal to supposedly help scale Bitcoin. But people have been arguing about this SegWit thing for years, and they're still arguing about it. Because there's people who say, oh, well, if SegWit were to start being used by most people using Bitcoin, then it would have a big effect. But on the other hand, one of the SegWit advocates said on a chat group that we have here in town the other day that 70% of the SegWit blocks are wide open, that there's plenty of room for transactions in SegWit. Well, if that's the case, and I believe it's true because there's only like 10% of the Bitcoin addresses that have flipped over to SegWit because you basically can't find Bitcoin wallets that have implemented this technology with the exception of I've got a Trezor hardware wallet that has SegWit, but that's the only place I've seen it actually implemented. But I've gone in and I've tried to send. I sent, I've just been kind of experimenting with the Trezor just to kind of see what it's like. So I created a SegWit wallet and I created what they call a legacy wallet. So like pre-SegWit, the old school Bitcoin wallet. So they support both. And so I put the same amount of Bitcoin. So I put like 0.1 or 0.01 Bitcoin or something like that into each of these wallets. So they both have the same amount of coin in them. And I went to try to send a small amount of that out from the wallet to see what the recommended fee was. Because if SegWit is supposedly going to solve this problem and there's supposedly all this open space in there, then why shouldn't the fee be 5 cents or less? If it is indeed wide open and, so useful. Well, I can tell you, there is a difference. The fee is lower on the SegWit side of things, but it's only about 25% lower.
Hmm.
So it's nothing to write home about. I mean, the difference between a $3.50 fee and a $4.50 fee isn't really going to set the world on fire as far as that doesn't make me want to go and buy a newspaper at Corner News for a dollar and pay a $3 fee instead of a $4 fee. Whoopie-doo.
I've seen people online talking about paying a $20 fee, Ian.
That's what's happening recently. Yeah, fees are going crazy. The fees on Bitcoin right now.
I was just in a restaurant that accepts Bitcoin, and I didn't even consider checking and seeing what the fee would be because I knew that I didn't want to pay $15 for a $10 hamburger. Thank you very friggin' much. Small blockers.
I haven't seen it that bad in most cases, but the average fee, the median fee right now, you're going to pay about $5. You're going to pay about $4 or $5.
Well, that's $15 for a $10 hamburger, buddy.
No. I said the median fee. So a median is where half the fees are higher and half the fees are lower.
Uh-huh.
The median fee on the Bitcoin network right now is about $5. So it doesn't matter what the size of the purchase is.
That means that I would have to pay $15 to buy a $10 hamburger.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What the hell do you think I'm talking about here?
I see what
you're
saying.
Yes, it's $5 extra for a $10 hamburger. And no, I don't want to look and see whether or not I don't want to pay $1.
I thought you were saying it was $15. I apologize. Misunderstood you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Bitcoin broken.
Yeah, it's
and
broken.
Until they fix it,
and these people say it's fine. And the people who, there are people out there who just think this is just peachy. That this is going to go on forever. That the price is just going to keep on going up. And that, the marketplace is never going to figure out that the fees are $10 or $5 or whatever they are.
So are you two gents do you basically try to turn whatever newly gotten Bitcoin you have into some other variant?
No.
Coin?
No, I'm just sitting.
I don't know what to do.
For the most part. Yeah,
I presume they're going to fix this problem, but I'm really frustrated.
Where's the evidence they're going to fix it? I don't even know if a doubling the block size is going to fix it at this point. Even if the SegWit 2X doubling block size thing actually happens in 10 days, who's to say that that's not going to immediately be filled up by all these transactions that are out there waiting? Or how much is it going to drop the fees anyway? What, another 25%? I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
I think the network's being spammed. I don't think there's that many transactions anyway.
Well, despite the companies who've reneged and the ongoing caterwauling of those supporting the 1X version of Bitcoin, the SegWit 2X proposal still has at least as of today, when I wrote this article, it was 85%. Today it's about 83% of the miners signaling their support for 2X, although those are the mining pools that are signaling the support, not necessarily the individual miners. Now, presuming the supermajority of the miners follow through on their promise and do increase to the 2 megabyte blocks. Now, for those that don't know, the blocks are the guts of the Bitcoin network. That's where all the transactions are mined into existence. And right now they have a maximum size of 1 megabyte. The big controversy here, and why it's so controversial is a whole other story, but the big controversy is whether or not the block size should be doubled, which would, of course, instantly double the capacity of the network to handle twice as many transactions per second, basically, which seems like a valuable concept. But there are a bunch of people who are arrayed against this from happening. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Bessies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and we invite you here. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. The Bitcoin fight continues behind the scenes, and it's about to spill out into the open with billions of dollars, over $100 billion now for Bitcoin in market value on the line. People could possibly lose their savings coming up here in another 10 days when this schism happens.
What I'm not going to feel too bad for people losing their Bitcoin savings. I mean, this has been an online game for a very long quite some time.
Sure, and you shouldn't have gotten in unless you can afford to lose the money. No doubt about it.
And you know, you're playing this is a game, and
this is a big money game. I mean,
it's a big money game.
You know, you're not just rolling dice here.
Oh my God! The people aren't feeding their horse the proper grain, and now the horse won't win the way it's supposed to win. I don't care. You're gambling, and if you've got a bunch of winnings gambling, and you don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
This is a big gamble. Here's my warning, people. If you don't have the guts to lose everything that you've gained in Bitcoin, cash it in, turn it into Federal Reserve notes now, because you weren't in this for the right reasons anyway. The reason Bitcoin was created is because the Federal Reserve, the international banking system, is a scam that's been perpetuated upon mankind in some form or another for millennia. At this point,
but now
the intention is to rip the guts out of the working man and hand them over to the rich. It's been done time and time again. And if you're not in Bitcoin to crush that, you're an interloper, and screw you and your money.
A lot of the people behind Bitcoin are not in Bitcoin for those reasons. They got into Bitcoin to take it over, it seems like, to turn it into this thing they call a settlement layer, which sounds boring as hell. They don't even advocate using Bitcoin, and you couldn't possibly use Bitcoin for any small purchases these days, because the fees are so out of control. It is just so disappointing to see what has happened to Bitcoin and, you know, what is going to transpire over the next few weeks, because there are still a lot of people who adhere to that original vision of Bitcoin that you were talking about, Mark, the one that is designed to take down the Federal Reserve, the central government banking monies that we've seen all around the globe be such a failure with inflation and, you know, all the problems that surround it. Some of those people are going to make a play here in about 10 days, and there's a big fight that is brewing. As I point out here in the story over at freekeen.com, when Bitcoin does do its hard fork here in about 10 days into this what's called the SegWit 2X, supposedly 80% of the miners say they're going to go with the new forked SegWit 2X version, the 2X Bitcoin with a doubling of the block size, but we don't really know. There's no guarantee it'll play out like that, but maybe that's what's most likely to occur if you take the signaling as any kind of evidence. But again, the mining pools can signal one thing, but the miners themselves can go and do whatever they want to do, which means the miners themselves get to ultimately decide what it is that they focus their mining power on. So we don't know what's going to transpire, but here are a few different options. Here's one of them. SegWit 2X, let's call it Bitcoin 2X from here on out, pulls so much mining power away from the original Bitcoin, the 1X, Bitcoin Core, and that Bitcoin Core's network slows to a crawl and is no longer able to mine blocks once every 10 minutes, which is the typical Bitcoin block mining time.
Okay.
Drastically delaying transactions and shooting up the fees on the already congested Bitcoin Core network. The remaining miners on Bitcoin Core, being interested primarily in profit, not politics, jump ship and start mining the most profitable chain, in this case, what might be Bitcoin 2X. At this point, the old 1X chain is in danger becoming useless due to super slow blocks and the fact that the Bitcoin Core network's mining difficulty adjustment only comes once every 2016 blocks. When blocks are found every 10 minutes, the standard for Bitcoin, 2016 blocks takes about 2 weeks to happen.
Okay.
But if blocks are only coming once an hour, or even less often, say once every, you know, day or a few times a day, reaching that 2016 mark for that difficulty adjustment could take quite a while. And by that time, how many of the miners will have bailed out and moved to Bitcoin 2X? Faced with near certain demise as is, the Bitcoin Core programmers could perform a hard fork of their own to make mining easier, and who knows what else, though this would go against all the things they've said publicly about how bad of an idea hard forking is. There are many potential variants just within this one possible future. So that's one option, that the SegWit2x fork garners enough mining power to really dominate the old chain and possibly even snuff it out of existence. Another option is the fork happens, but due to last-minute reneging by mining companies or individual miners in the mining pool staying with Bitcoin Core 1X, a dead heat develops between the total mining power of the competing chains, with blocks coming slower on both sides as a result. And who knows how that will turn out. Because there's also another wild card in this that I did not talk about in my article, because... Well, this is more recent news. The folks behind Bitcoin Cash, the miners who are supporting this other thing that does have bigger blocks already, it has 8 megabyte blocks instead of 1 megabyte blocks, or up to 8 megabyte. They're talking about mounting an attack during this this fork as well, trying to recruit miners into mining the Bitcoin Cash. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly possible that if there's a slowdown between the 2X and the 1X mining to where those blocks are coming slower, while Bitcoin Cash blocks are just coming out normally, because they're actually going to have their own hard fork in like 7 days, which will make it so the Bitcoin Cash network actually works better. They're going to make their difficulty adjustments every single block instead of, you know, what they were. So they're going to hopefully even out the, you know, the sort of the swings in difficulty that they've been having trouble with over the last 3 months.
And also Bitcoin Cash has the emergency difficulty adjustment.
That's what they're changing. Okay. So they're changing that to having the adjustments happen every single block. And there's more details on the technical side of how that's going to work that they've announced over at the Bitcoin Cash website that talks about that. But basically, 3 days before this big SegWit2x fork, the Bitcoin Cash people are all going to flip over to this new system that is going to allow them to be more competitive for those mining, you know, those miners. Because for the most part, the miners aren't in this for politics. They're in this to make money. There may be some of them who are ideologically, you know, one way or the other.
Yeah.
But most of them just want to make money.
They've got a bunch of expenses, a bunch of overhead. Heck, a lot of them just turn over their stuff for fiat, for regular money.
Right. So,
they're not even holding crypto.
Yeah, so we don't know exactly how this is all going to play out, but I actually did find some more details about what they're calling the flippening. This is this plot by the Bitcoin Cash people to come in and take mining power away from both the 2X and the 1X Bitcoin. And the thing is, if the Bitcoin Cash can adjust its difficulty every single block, but the other Bitcoins, the 2X and the 1X ones, can't adjust except for every 2,016 blocks, that's going to mean that they could have pretty significant slowdowns. And if there's slowdowns in the blocks that are coming, that means the miners aren't going to get paid when they want to get paid. Because apparently, once you mine a block successfully, it's floating out there, and you don't actually get to collect that mined Bitcoin until 100 more blocks get mined. But if the blocks are slowing way down, 100 blocks is going to take a whole lot longer than it normally does. And the question is, how many of those miners are going to want to stick through it and try to, you know, collect? Or are they just going to flip the switch and flip to the easier mined Bitcoin Cash? Who knows?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about the Bitcoin war that is happening behind the scenes between the advocates of SegWit, as it is called, Segregated Witness, the advocates of the big blocks versus the small blocks. These are all technical terms that really don't matter for the ultimate discussion that we're having. The fact is, people are in firm disagreement of over how to scale up Bitcoin, the world's most popular and successful and incredibly amazing cryptocurrency to ever hit the scene. It is a mess right now. The price is at record highs over the last 24 to 48 hours. Bitcoin, from just its price perspective, you would say is a tremendous success. But
it's basically doubled in 30 days.
It sure has. It just keeps going up. It's amazing to watch it. Even while behind the scenes, it's broken. You can't spend Bitcoin without sending along a tremendously large fee that, in the case of people in, let's say, Africa or other poor nations, the fees are multiples of what those people make in a day. That is taking Bitcoin and the amazing things that it can do out of the hands of billions of people here on Earth. They simply cannot afford to simply send a transaction on the Bitcoin network. And people like us, you know, we're getting to the point where it's just getting too burdensome for even us to justify spending $2-3 per Bitcoin transaction. It doesn't seem like there's any relief on the horizon. But coming up in 10 days, there's going to be this split. Another potential schism in the Bitcoin network that could result in two more competing Bitcoins out there, the Bitcoin 1X and the Bitcoin 2X. as you might call them. And so what's going to happen as a result of this? Well, there are countless potential scenarios, but I tried to boil it down into, you know, three basic ones. One is that
you're the author of this article?
I've read some excerpts from the article, but it was a 2,000-word article I wrote just kind of explaining what's going on, the history of it, and we've talked about most of it, so I haven't, you know, just read it straight off here. But in this section of the piece where I talk about some potentials of what could happen after this fork, one of them is that the 2X miners, they dominate, and they, you know, possibly crush out the old 1X Bitcoin because they get the supermajority of the hashing power behind them, and the old Bitcoin just slows to a crawl, and nobody's finding any blocks anymore because all the mining power left. In which case, what does that mean for the future of all those people who had those 1X bitcoins? I mean, that's money that's just going to disappear.
When Roger Ver was on this show doing an interview a couple of weeks ago regarding this, he suggested that Bitcoin Core, or Bitcoin 1X, as you've mentioned here, was going to change its programming in some way.
At the last minute.
At the last minute, in order to basically, make
to stay alive.
The difficulty wouldn't kill them as you said it would here.
Right. Yeah. This is a theory. You know, I don't know if it's actually going to occur, but the theory is that the Bitcoin 1X people will make a last minute Hail Mary to change their proof of work algorithm so the average person can get in there and mine that, and they'll make it easier to mine, which is what they would have to do if it was about to be snuffed out. So that's a possible, you know, last minute change for them to try to keep their thing alive. The other thing is where they just fight, and there's like 50% of the miners on one side and 50% or so on the other, and then they're, you know, constantly fighting over, you know, who's got the biggest hash rate and which one of them is the most profitable. But they both will suffer in that circumstance, because the thing with Bitcoin is there's a certain difficulty of mining that goes up over time. Typically, as long as people keep entering into the mining game, the difficulty goes up. But the difficulty can go down. It's just it has to wait until it reaches one of these certain sort of reassessment points where the difficulty adjusts based on how many people or the, you know, how many miners are powering into it. And the question is, how long will it be before that adjustment phase hits? It could be quite a while after this schism happens. So that may be enough time to where both of these chains end up getting hurt, the price ends up going down on both of them. I mean, there's so many different things that could occur here. And then there's a third basic option, and again, there's a bunch of sub-potentials in all of these, but the third option is that the Bitcoin 2X camp, for whatever reason, ends up with a violated agreement and a minority of the mining power. Their blocks come super slow. As described previously, they're stuck, and they may have to abandon their plan. Do they then return to mine the Bitcoin Core 1X, or do they then move their mining power behind Bitcoin Cash?
Whichever is more profitable.
Which has already increased their block size back in August and have since then mined blocks as large as 8 megabytes. What about Bitcoin Gold, this other minority hard fork that just occurred? It seems to be pretty much irrelevant. And we've already seen, as we mentioned earlier in the story about the companies that have reneged on their agreement for this 2X, Segwit 2X thing, some of those companies have announced that they are going to, you know, not do the 2X in favor of the 1X Bitcoin, but others have announced that they're going to support Bitcoin Cash instead. So we've got these companies that were in this agreement going in different directions. And, you know, how all of this is going to transpire once the shoe drops and this fork happens is anybody's guess. Now, some people are, you know, they think they know what's going to happen. So they're betting on Bitcoin Cash, or they're betting on, you know, Bitcoin 1X, or they're betting on Segwit 2X. And I'm like you, Mark, I'm just like, I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm just going to hold and watch and wait and see what transpires here.
Amazing.
But if you want to, you know, protect yourself in this circumstance, there are some things that you will need to do.
Well, if you buy Bitcoin, such as it is, legacy Bitcoin now.
Within the next 10 days, yeah.
Then, and presuming one of the two Bitcoins wins, you'll be fine either way.
You'll still have one of those two. That's true. But we don't know what's going to happen, and that is not necessarily a safe presumption that one of those two Bitcoins will win. It seems unlikely that they'll both end up dying, but one of those two may end up dying, and Bitcoin Cash could rise. I mean, the Bitcoin Cash supporters they've got an interesting plan here. In fact, there's a piece over at Reddit on the /BTC Reddit written by someone calling themselves Block the Stream, where he claims or she claims that the 1 megabyte Bitcoin just simply cannot survive. And then they go into a detailed explanation of why that is, basically saying that the miners are selfish. They want to make billions and protect the millions they've already invested. Miners will make the choice that makes them the most money. This isn't an attack. It's just how Bitcoin was designed. The company Blockstream is behaving in the same way. They're trying to shape Bitcoin into the using the technology that will make them the most money. With the upcoming fork, miners, the providers of the hash rate, have four choices. They can dedicate their hash rate to the 1 megabyte SegWit Bitcoin chain, or dedicate their hash rate to the 2 megabyte SegWit Bitcoin chain, or dedicate their hash rate to Bitcoin Cash. They can also split their hash rate across two or three of the chains. At this point, you have to put yourself in a miner's shoes and ask yourself, what would you do? You've sunk millions of dollars into your operation, and you could potentially make billions. So which choice do you make? If some of the miners mine SegWit 1x and some miners mine SegWit 2x, both of those chains will suffer a significant reduction in hash rate and lose their capacity, meaning the blocks will come slower and people will be waiting for a long time to confirm their transactions, and that's not good. If miners split their hash rate across several chains, then both SegWit 1x and 2x suffer a reduction in hash rate and lose capacity. The only chain which can survive a significant reduction in hash rate is Bitcoin Cash, and that's because the Bitcoin Cash will be adjusting its difficulty every single block, unlike Bitcoin 1x and 2x. For either SegWit 1x or 2x to survive, they require a majority of hash rate in order to ensure that the chain has enough capacity to meet demand. If it doesn't have enough capacity, the investors will, as they have in the past, invest in other cryptocurrencies instead, which is, of course, the other option. Just quit mining Bitcoin entirely and pick another winner. As a miner, you can't directly control whether the majority happens or not, because the other miners are your competitors. You can't directly control them. So signaling intent is one way of trying to work out what everyone else is doing and to try to ensure alignment and consensus before the date at which it becomes crucial. If signaling the intent can be believed, then SegWit 1x simply will not survive. But if the signaling cannot be believed, then neither SegWit 1x or 2x will survive because the hash rate will be divided across the chains. In both of those scenarios, the 1 megabyte chain does not survive. So he goes on to say, there's no other way to say it simply, and if you're still a 1 megabiter at this point, I'm afraid there's simply nothing else to convince you. I sincerely hope you haven't overinvested. However, there's still a question about whether SegWit 2X will survive. And then he makes a few more points here. You can share your thoughts with us on the coming schism and fracas, the minor fight here of Bitcoin. It's on the way.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can bring up what you want. Although we are talking about one of the most important topics in the world of money, which is what's going to happen to Bitcoin in 10 days. We really cannot know for sure, because despite all the signaling out there, there are these mining pools that are signaling that they're going to do such and such. But ultimately, that doesn't really matter, because it's the individual miners who get to decide. So we've talked about the mining pool over at pool.bitcoin.com that Mark, you and I, we both have mining equipment in. I have been mining Bitcoin Cash just because, you know, I've wanted to support the underdog, even though it's not, you know, the most profitable thing to do. So I am one of those sort of ideological miners out there.
I couldn't figure out how to switch over, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know if they've made it any easier. It was like buried in one of the menus a few weeks back. But you might want to look at that, Mark, because, you know, coming up here in 10 days, what you decide to do as far as participating in a mining pool, which Bitcoin you decide to mine, could have an effect, will possibly have an effect on the future of Bitcoin.
The last thing I saw about the relative price movements of Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin was that Bitcoin Cash was, the price of it was, had been rising faster in this latest run-up than
within the
Bitcoin
last week
itself. Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
But not much. I mean, just
I heard it was quite a bit faster in certain cases.
Seen. Well, right now, 24 hours, it's up 4% higher than Bitcoin.
True. Yeah, in the last couple of days, it's slowed
down. I've looked at a couple of times in the last few days, and it's been down against Bitcoin. So.
Yeah, I mean, there's no consistency, that's for sure, over any time frame, but it has gone up significantly over the last week compared to other cryptocurrencies and even compared to Bitcoin itself. It's still
library
only
credits are beating out Bitcoin Cash at this point.
It's still less than a tenth of a Bitcoin, so one Bitcoin Cash isn't worth more than, I think, 9% of a Bitcoin at the moment.
About that, yeah.
But that, again, all of that doesn't matter when the, you know, the shoe drops and this schism potentially starts to happen, because that's when the miners are going to start flipping. Some of them might flip before, but many of them are going to flip in the moment when they make a decision based on the market conditions, based on which of these Bitcoin chains is most profitable.
They probably have a script that's already running on their machines that causes them to flip whenever one coin becomes more valuable than the other to mine.
Could very well be. Now, as pointed out here on the Reddit post over at r/BTC called the 1 megabyte simply can't survive, here's the final point that this person is making here. Because, again, we don't know how it's all going to play out, but they seem to believe that that the 1 megabyte chain is not going to survive in any circumstance, and that even the 2 megabyte chain may end up not surviving this. But who knows? He says, keep in mind, as far as all this signaling that's going on, the people signaling are your competitors. If you're a miner and you look out there and you see, oh, well, all these miners are signaling, these mining pools are signaling for SegWit 2X, this 2X Bitcoin that may be coming out in 10 days. So does that mean you should also join them? Remember, they're your competitors. He points out it's in their interest for you to be mining something that they're not. SegWit 2X is only safe to mine as a majority, and the people telling you it's safe to mine are your competitors. Do you trust them? Do they trust you?
Prisoner's dilemma.
Of the three chains that you could mine, the only one that's guaranteed to survive no matter what is Bitcoin Cash. If you signal to mine SegWit 2X and swap over to Bitcoin Cash, you then leave some suckers mining a chain that cannot deal with a reduction in hash rate very well. If, on the other hand, you signal to mine SegWit 2X and other miners then swap over to Bitcoin Cash, you're the one who's mining a chain that cannot deal with a reduction in hash rate very well. Mining Bitcoin Cash is the only way to guarantee that you, as a miner, will continue to make money. For us as Bitcoin investors, he says, I think the choice is pretty obvious. But it's not obvious to everybody. And so who knows what, you know, the ideological bent, the profit motive will end up making people do things they had otherwise thought they wouldn't do, you know, in the moment. All of these things, you know, we're not going to know how it's going to play out until this actually transpires. So the question is, what do you do? Because you're probably not a miner. All of this fighting is going to be happening. And if you have any amount of Bitcoin, then the value of that Bitcoin is at serious risk coming up here in 10 days.
The whole Bitcoin network's at serious risk. If this happens, you know, there's going to be a lot of people. Probably the majority of people who are playing around in Bitcoin right now will be like, this sucks.
Yeah, for sure.
This does suck. I'm going to go do something else. And they're just going to take their ball and they're going to go home.
Yeah, there could very well be a significant price drop.
There have been major attacks on the, you know, major catastrophes in the Bitcoin sphere, Mt. Gox being one of them. I suppose you could call Dread Pirate Robert's situation another.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a few things that have really hit the Bitcoin network right in the gut, and this would probably be the worst of them.
So keep in mind, there is something you can do about this.
What you should do is, according to me, is that you should hold, you should pick three or four, however many cryptos you like. Mm-hmm. I'm only interested in two, Bitcoin, and I guess I would prefer 2X to 1X,
mm-hmm.
SegWit 2X. I'm interested in that one and Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
And I just try and keep the same nominal amount of coins
in each one.
So if you have, say, if you have one Bitcoin, then you sell 0.2 and turn that into Bitcoin Cash, and you'll have
the same amount.
Yeah, approximately the same amount.
And then hold that
you'll
through.
You'll have like 0.8 Bitcoin Cash, and you'll have 0.8 Bitcoin.
And you plan to hold that through the drama and see how it all shakes out.
Yeah.
So one of your options, the thing you really need to think about the most is, where are you storing your Bitcoin? If you have some Bitcoin, even if it's a, you know, fraction of a Bitcoin, because again, remember, you don't have to have a whole Bitcoin. You can have 0.1 or 0.01 or whatever. So even if you have just a fraction of a Bitcoin, the question is, are you holding that in your own wallet that you have control over the private keys to? Or are you letting some other company like Coinbase or one of the Bitcoin exchanges out there hold on to your Bitcoin for you? Because if you're doing the latter, if you're letting, say, Coinbase or one of those other companies hold it for you, then in what they call a custodial wallet, where they have custody of your private keys, then you're at their mercy as far as whether or not they decide to give you the SegWit 2X or the SegWit 1X or both, or, you know, how they end up playing that,
right,
or when they want to give it to you. So the people that had their Bitcoin in Coinbase, which is one of the biggest, like it's like the big bank of right. Bitcoin out there. The people that had their Bitcoin in Coinbase who couldn't get it out in advance of the schism that happened back in August, Well, Coinbase initially had announced that they weren't going to support Bitcoin Cash at all. Like, sorry, if you've got Bitcoin on our system, well, too bad. You won't get your Bitcoin Cash. But then after that, due to the high demand for Bitcoin Cash, Coinbase changed their mind. And they put out a notice saying, well, we've changed our mind. We are going to support Bitcoin Cash. And we're going to give it to you just as soon as we can, sometime in 2018.
Yeah.
So the people on Coinbase, they still don't have access to their Bitcoin Cash, all the while everybody else has been able to trade and extract their Bitcoin Cash and has been able to do whatever they wanted to with it. So the people who had their private keys, control of their private keys, were able to have more control over their money. That's what's important here. So you might be asking yourself, well, do I have control over private keys? With most of the wallet softwares that you can get for your Android or iOS devices or your desktop or laptop computer, most of them, you have control over your private keys. It's the exchanges, like the Coinbases of the world, or the Krakens, or you name the exchange. Those are the people who are controlling private keys in those cases. I'm sure there's a long list somewhere out there of all the different wallets that allow you access to private keys, but most of the biggies, Bitcoin.com's wallet, the Copay wallet, the Coinomi wallet, Airbits, the new Edge wallet that they're coming out with, Jax, Exodus, all of these are wallets where you have control over the private keys. If you wrote down the 12 words during the backup phrase process when you opened up your wallet, that means you've got control. So if there's nothing else you do before 10 days from now when this fork happens, is if you've got something on Coinbase or one of the exchanges, get it off of there and put it into your own Bitcoin wallet and make sure you have a backup somewhere in case you don't want to break your phone or something like that. So then the question is, what do you do with your Bitcoin? Do you hold on to it? That's what I'm going to do, although I admit I'm a little spooked by this and I am looking to sell off some Bitcoin in advance of this fork, like maybe about up to 5% or 10%, just because I don't know what's going to happen. And if it does crash and burn, it'd be nice to take a little bit of money out of it beforehand.
Walk away with something.
Yeah. You could also bail out entirely if you're completely spooked. Who knows how that's going to pan out. Or if you really want to take a risk, you could pick a winner. Try to pick a winner. Like some people, they think Bitcoin Cash is going to do this thing, and they're like doubling down. They're selling off their Bitcoin 1X, and they're taking it into Bitcoin Cash. Other people believe that Bitcoin 1X is going to make this transition. And personally, I don't know how this is going to play out. I'm not that much of a gambler. Not that much of a risk taker with Bitcoin. I'm going to go the hold route for the most part, but who knows what's going to develop in the next 10 days. We're going to keep you up on things here on Free Talk Live. Meanwhile, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget bitcoin.com to learn more about Bitcoin. See you tomorrow.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.